Coronavirus cases in Georgia continue to rise, presenting a new set of challenges for educators as schools grapple with how and when to reopen. Here to help us unpack some of the issues facing our communities is Dr. Grace Bagwell Adams, an associate professor and assistant dean for outreach, engagement, and equity at the University of Georgia College of Public Health. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Chris. Glad to be here.
Well, last week, Georgia saw the largest amount of deaths per day since May. Do we know what's driving the rise in cases?
Well, we simply are not doing anything to curb the spread. At this juncture, there's no real policy implemented that is designed to curb the spread. All that we have is a strong encouragement to wear masks from state-level agencies in the state government. We have lots of folks who are going to the beach. We have lots of folks who are moving around the state. And quite frankly, I think lots of people who are acting as if the pandemic isn't happening.
So certainly the wearing or not wearing of masks is part of the issue at this point. What other steps do you think would be important towards mitigating the spread of the coronavirus?
I think there's only so much that individuals can do right now. I think the focus right now really has to be on the systemic response to the pandemic. One of the most concerning things right now is the turnaround time that we are seeing for COVID-19 testing being conducted by the Department of Public Health. This testing, which is the nasal swab, the PCR testing, I'm hearing locally right now in some cases is taking 7 to 12 days for people to get their results. And when it takes that long, it really renders the test of very little effect in terms of us being able to do contact tracing, for example, in a timely manner. I think that the most important thing right now is that we focus on really figuring out what in the world is happening with this turnaround times for our labs, because it's crippling our community's ability to respond and to get a handle on this community spread. The other thing I think that we have got to pay attention to is just hospital capacity. We don't have enough resources locally. This is another systemic response, but we really need state-level resources to come to our region. Since Friday of last week, July 24th, we have had 0 to 1 beds available in our critical care units in our hospitals that serve many, many counties and over 600,000 patients. And so we really need some resources locally. And I'm not just talking about beds. I'm talking about physicians and respiratory therapists and the other resources that need to come here. And then we've got to realize that we're about to have another huge influx of people because of the return to campus. We're about to have 40,000 individuals come back to Athens Clark County. And I am extremely worried what that is going to do to the strain on our hospital and public health infrastructure.
You know, there are a number of people who have said that schools need to reopen for in-person instruction as soon as possible and that continuing virtual learning is harmful to students. Can you talk about some of the issues that schools and school districts are facing when it comes to reopening, as well as this idea that virtual learning is harmful?
Yeah, it really is an impossible problem. No matter what, there is risk. Okay, so it is clear that if we send our children to school and the current rates of positive testing that we're seeing, you know, right now, about 10 to 15% of tests statewide that are conducted are coming back positive. And that rate is far above what we would want to see in order to reopen schools safely. You know, there's risk there. There's also risk, you know, let's face it, there are lots of vulnerable families who, for example, their children, you know, depend on the breakfast and school lunch each day that they receive at school. It is so clear that this problem, there is no good answer right now. And I have a lot of compassion and empathy for the decision makers in these school districts because it is so difficult. But when possible, I think that we have to use the evidence base that we have to make the best decision. And even though a very small percentage of cases in terms of COVID deaths have been pediatric cases, there have still been cases where children have died. And when you look at even a very small percentage of cases, but spread that across a large state population like the state of Georgia, then we're still looking at the fact that we could lose many children to this virus. We just don't know. And so I think that the most important thing that decision makers in school districts can do is to use the best evidence that they have and the local data that they have and look at their test positive rate. And if their test positive rate is somewhere at 10% or above, it really is not safe enough to reopen schools at that juncture. And if you do reopen schools, prioritizing ventilation as much as possible, even outside learning, doing as much as you can to protect children with face masks and face shields. You know, if you do make the decision to go ahead and bear the risk as a school district, then the most important thing you can do is, again, use the tools we have at our disposal. Use the evidence base that we have to protect the children within the school walls as best as you can.
Dr. Grace Bagwell Adams is an associate professor and assistant dean for outreach, engagement, and equity at the University of Georgia College of Public Health. Thanks for joining us as always.
Thank you, Chris.